School board member Charles Cunningham says the school district feels obliged to follow up on the recommendations of a security company that the schoolyards of all of the district's four elementary schools should be protected with a chain link fence. But neighbors, he says, aren't too happy about that recommendation.
There was a recommendation from security experts that our elementary schools have perimeter fencing, and the original idea was to, because of the necessity to see in and see out, a chain link fence, which caused some consternation among many of the residents. And so there has been meetings at the schools, and we're trying to look at alternatives and what makes sense, taking into account the neighbors' concerns and the security issues involved.
He says fencing may not be needed everywhere, but that has yet to be determined.
When I say all of them, wherever is necessary at those each of the elementary schools to provide the kind of security framework that the experts are recommending. So that is still subject to discussion, and no final decisions have been made at all.
Even though there haven't been any incidents yet, he says that's the goal, to prevent any from ever happening.
We had experts from various agencies come out and look at all our schools and make a series of recommendations, and that was one of them. So it's obviously better to be proactive and avoid a problem than trying to address it after it's happened.
At this point, there's no immediate timeline or decision as to when something, if anything, is done.
We want to make sure that we get all the input necessary and look at what alternatives are that would address the neighbors' concerns and see what we can do in terms of the location of any fencing, the nature of the fencing, and those kinds of things to minimize any negative impact to the neighbors.
That's Park City School Board member Charles Cunningham. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.